Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, October 8th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning is Dr. Eric Groover with the War and Memory Project at A&M Commerce. Birthdays today, Jesse Jackson is 72.
Keep hope alive! Keep hope alive! Keep hope alive! On the Lord tonight and the young! Keep hope alive!
Chevy Chase is 70. Actress Sigourney Weaver, 64 today. Matt Damon is 43. On this day in history, in 1871, the Great Chicago Fire began, killing as many as 300 people and destroying more than 17,000 buildings.
By 1871, Chicago was the fastest growing city in the world.
There were homes next to lumber yards, next to mills, next to businesses. For the most part, homes and businesses were all jumbled together.
On October 8th, 1956, perhaps the greatest pitching performance in history, as the unheralded Don Larsen fires a perfect game for the New York Yankees against the Brooklyn Dodgers in the World Series.
Larsen is ready, gets the sign. Two strikes, ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike three! A no-hitter, a perfect game for Don Larsen. Yogi Berra runs out there. He leaps on Larsen, and he's swarmed by his teammates. Listen to this crowd roar. The first World Series no-hitter. A perfect performance by Don Larsen.
In 1957 on this day, the killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, records Great Balls of Fire in Memphis.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let your love hold up all of the spine. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind. This love is fine.
The number one song on the charts on this day in 1954, Rosemary Clooney and Hey There.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise.
On the KETR events calendar, the new production of the A&M Commerce University Playhouse, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged and Revised, begins tonight at 8 in the Studio Theater of the Performing Arts Center. The play continues through Sunday. Seating is limited. Call 903-886-5900 for tickets. That's 903-886-5900 for The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged and Revised. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Eric Groover, the Dean of the Honors College at A&M Commerce, but also Director of the War and Memory Project here at the university. Eric, tell me about War and Memory.
Well, John Mark, thank you for having me today. The East Texas War and Memory Project really began as a way to get Honors College students, and in fact now the campus community, involved in this idea of War and Memory. In the fall of 2011, I was looking for topics to teach in class, and I was lecturing to a student to a class of students about World War II. And I suddenly stopped and looked out at my audience and realized none of them had any idea what I was talking about. And I went back to my office and I started writing down some ideas, and it occurred to me that this generation of college students really have no connection to World War II. Most of them don't have relatives who were alive during that time period, and so they haven't heard family stories. And so we have a generation gap between the students in college now and their family history. And so I thought, you know, what better way to make history relevant to them? And so I started using the oral histories that the university collected really starting in the 1970s and put those in the hands of students in classes. And these students would come in and they'd say, you know, my guy talked about this, or my the woman I have, she worked in a factory. and it made history real for them. And so we've taken that idea from a classroom perspective, and now we are reaching out to veterans and their families mm-hmm. to collect more and more oral histories.
And you were telling me that while this started with World War II veterans, you have extended it to Korean War veterans and Vietnam veterans, and even veterans whose experience was not in a shooting war, but the Cold War.
Correct. Our philosophy is that anyone who served in the military, anyone who served as just a family member of a veteran, male or female, was somehow impacted by this idea of military service and service to the United States. And each one of these people has a different perspective of war and memory.
It's not a fair question to ask you, but any stories that stand out?
More stories than you and your listeners have time for. I think the one story that I would like to share with the audience is about a veteran. He lives in Commerce, and he kept telling us on the phone, no, I really don't have a story worth telling. And we kept calling, and he finally sat down with two of our interns from the project. And these two interns came back, and they said, you know, this gentleman worked on a medical ship. He never treated patients, but he saved a woman's life. The medical ship was hit by a kamikaze plane, and the nurse was carrying a glass jar when the plane hit. The glass shattered, and this man was able, hurt himself, severe injury to his back. He was able to carry her up to the deck of the ship and get her medical attention. And he told us about years later, he met the woman, but never told her how he knew her or anything about the story. And to this day, rejects the idea that he is any sort of a hero. He was just doing what any person would have done. And I think that's my favorite story.
And so often people sincerely think, no, I don't have a story to tell. There's nothing extraordinary happened to me, but very extraordinary things happened.
Yes. Yeah. One of our interns, Haley Hasek, who really started this idea that we could do a project on oral histories, coined a phrase that we use now as our slogan. These men and women are ordinary people who did extraordinary things. And we have actually added a question to our interview script. And we don't really use a script per se, but we have some questions that we know we want to ask. And the last question we usually ask is, you know, do you consider yourself a hero, given what you have done for this country and in the name of liberty and democracy? Do you consider yourself a hero? And to a veteran, they have said, no, I was just doing my job.
Sure. Well, we're almost out of time, but there is an event on Wednesday that is part of this program, and it'll be taking place actually Wednesday afternoon at the Student Center. So briefly tell us about that.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow we have Private First Class Arlen Butler. He will be our second speaker in the War and Memory Lecture Series. That will take place at 3:15 in the Student Center, Conference Room C. Mr. Butler was originally interviewed by the university back in 2007, and we did a follow-up with him in the spring of 2013. And he has an interesting story. And I don't want to give too much away because I want the listeners to come to his presentation tomorrow, but he was on the beaches at Normandy on D-Day and survived the Battle of the Bulge and has lived to tell the tale. So Mr. Butler is a true patriot and hero.
Eric, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
You bet. Thank you, John Mark.
Eric Groover with A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.